Children are a wonderful gift from God who could have created them from the sod. In fact, he could have sent them down full grown, depriving us of the greatest blessing known. It is the greatest work of heaven's art to receive from God a little child's heart, to mold and fashion it like our dear Lord by the instructions of his precious word. Skilled workmanship is greatly needed if thy Lord's blessings is always heeded. To train them up in the way they should go, many things in the Bible one must know. Example and teaching must be in accord, and nurture and admonition of the Lord. And spiritual food must be given daily if they are normal and play gaily. At first, they want things of the flesh and mind and are very selfish and unkind. They demand what they want and ignore others. Even have feuds with sisters and brothers. As twig is bent, the tree is inclined to grow. As all our human history tends to show, good early training simply must be had, or any boy or girl will grow up bad. They regularly must be taken to church where God is worshipped and the scriptures searched, where the best moral standards are held up high, and learn of that home, the sweet by and by. Why don't all men believe in God, who made all things upturn the sod, made the first man on him to call? Sin is to blame for it all. Why did Eve eat the forbidden fruit, and Adam then soon follow suit? Why did the world tumble and fall? Sin is to blame for it all. Why have we pain, sickness, and death, heart failure, shortness of breath? Because man sinned and did fall. Sin is to blame for it all. Why so much killing and evil? Why is the world in such upheaval? It is because sin and the fall. Sin is to blame for it all. Why is there so much war and hate in a world that seems doomed to fate? It's because of man's sinful fall. Sin is to blame for it all. Why so much divorce, broken homes, near and far, wherever man roams? Because into sin man did fall. Sin is to blame for it all. But why is man so wicked now? Why does he to iniquity bow? Why on God does he fail to call? Sin is to blame for it all. Why did Christ come to earth and die rather than stay with God on high? It was to save us from our fall. Sin But now that God has shown his grace and sent his Son to save the race, why don't all sinners accept his call? Sin is to blame for it all. And why don't Christians win more souls and set much higher Christian goals so all could hear the gospel call? Sin is to blame for it all. Why don't members of the Scriptures Church attend all services of the church, and deacons on them have to call? Sin is to blame for it all. Why don't members give as they're able, give of their best as did Abel? Surely they've seen the need of it all. Sin is to blame for it all. But why does man not turn from sin, since it is the thing that ruins me? They refuse to hear the gospel call. Sin is to blame for it all. Again, why do they reject the right, refuse to help us in the fight? They love sin and are in the fall. Sin is to blame for it all. Why won't all the gospel obey? And stand justified on that day when it's too late on God to call, God to call. Sin is to blame for it all. If they rush on to eternal death, go on in sin till their last breath, then they too late may call. Sin is to blame for it all.
Too late, 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 too late
Man not turn from sin, since